Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits. With Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Tuesday, April 30th, the last day of the month, and that doesn't mean anything. It means that we, Mark and I, are still here talking to you, answering your financial questions, walking you through what the different avenues you have in front of you. Hello, Mark. How are you today?
Hello, Jill. I'm well. How are you?
Good. You're back from your big trip at this point. We're taping this in advance, but Mark has gone away, and now you're back on April 30th, right?
We just missed each other. You were in the UK first, and then I went like 10 days later.
Yeah. I mean, we're almost there. Remember when we were in London together?
Yeah. You know, I was going through, you know how sometimes the phone throws up old pictures in front of your face?
And yes.
The other day, it threw up a picture of the two of us behind the bar in London with
that
some
was
random,
awesome.
Some random bartender.
Yeah, I know that blonde chick. I remember her well.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a looksist, but I do remember that. What year was that?
Oh, boy. That was probably 2014, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Well, you know what I was doing? So we are taping this in the beginning of April. I was just thinking to myself, I was thinking about a date, and a date, round number date, came up to me. Why is that? Why is that important? Somebody's birthday? No. And I remembered that April 6th was the date of my first contract with CBS in the year 2009. So it is my 15-year anniversary. Can you believe that?
2009. So I started 4 years before you did there.
Yes, but then you did not last. How long were you in the radio division?
05 to 11. Then I went to TV, 11 to 15.
Yeah, you were there for, I didn't realize you were in television for that long. It mm-hmm. seems like a blur to me. So this is how Mark, this is the origin story of Jill and Mark. We met because in 2009, which was, you know, still financial crisis, great financial crisis, the end of that year, we were supposed to do, or I was assigned to do, kind of a year in review. And Mark was the radio producer that was assigned to me. And that's how we met, right?
Yep, it was you and the late, great Dave Barrett.
Oh, yeah. He was the voice of our program. That was great. And then it took, Mark and I started working together. And then when we started the radio show, that was 2011?
Yeah, 2011. January 2011 is when the radio show first started.
So then we did the radio show. Thank you, Harvey Nagler, who was our former boss. And we started the radio show. And then we started the podcast 2015 or 16?
January 2016.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah.
And then we've been doing this a long time. It's we're gonna have to have our own 15-year anniversary soon.
One iteration or another, we've been working together. This is year number 13. Crazy.
That's crazy. And I haven't driven you that crazy yet. I mean, I do from time to time, but not in a sustained way that you'd be like, forget it. I'm done with her. When did you start sort of full-time working with me?
Late 2015.
Really?
Yeah. Coming up on 9 years.
It's incredible. It's gone by so quickly. We've done so many different things. And we are so grateful because this is the iteration of the show that we like the best. Do you agree, Mark?
100%.
We used to have overlords who would tell us like what to do with the show. And they were so wrong. Oh, people want to listen to very important interviews. No, people want to talk about their own financial situations. And also, by the way, in late 2015, Mark was, you know, an amazing producer. But when did you become a CFP?
2019.
So, you know, 4 years later, he himself is a certified financial planner. I think, I don't want to go back so far when I was, but I think it's like 1990 something, which is scary. So that means that Mark got so into this content that he decided to get his own certified financial planner designation. And so we are here as CFPs, but they're not really practicing in that. Like we're not in a firm or anything. We just talk to you guys about what's going on in your life. So if you have a financial question, all you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com. You click the contact us button. You write your note. If you want to come on the air live, then Mark will obviously do all of that hard work. And when you're on the air live, the cool thing is we get to ask lots of follow-up questions and we get to tease you and have some fun with you. And all of it is to try to help you get wherever you want to go. So today, Mark, we are joined by Everett, who is on the line from the Nutmeg State of Connecticut. I didn't really know that until someone pointed that out to us. So welcome, Everett. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. So you blew us off yesterday. We get you today. What's going on?
Well, I have what I think is sort of a unique situation.
Okay.
I have a health history that sends insurance companies running for the hills when I ask for life insurance. So, the specifics are not that important, but, you know, suffice it to say that, you know, it's not expected that I will live a typical lifespan. I'm in good health now. I have a young family and, you know, I have sort of lived to this point as like sort of expecting that I would get just about all the way there.
All the way there where?
Meaning to the retirement.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. The end goal.
okay.
So, you know, we are in a very comfortable financial situation, but now that I have this young family, and I'm thinking a little bit more about my mortality and the fact that I can't have life insurance and I am sort of I'm not hugely the breadwinner, but I am the breadwinner. I guess I'm wondering about like, should I be doing things differently? And like, I sort of have a few things knocking around in my head.
Tell us a little bit about the family. So first of all, how old are you?
I'm 36.
And you have a spouse who is?
Yes, she's also the 30. Oh, no, wait a minute. 35. We're both 35.
You're both 35.
We're both 35. Okay. Sorry. I'll be 36 soon.
Okay. And how many kids and how old?
One 2.5-year-old right now. And then we have one due in July.
And how much do you earn right now, Everett?
The two of us, about 150.
Break it out for me. How much is you and how
so
much?
So I'm like 80 and she's kind of the rest of it, like 60, 70. But she works for the state and has the best possible health insurance that could be available, which covers an enormous cost for me that we otherwise would be.
Right. Bearing. She's never leaving that job. Does she also have a pension with the state?
She does have. Yes, she is paying into the pension.
That's really important, though,
right?
Especially given your situation, right?
Yeah, well, so that was sort of one of my questions. I don't know if she's allowed to, I mean, if I go, does she get to touch that or not?
Well, she doesn't get to necessarily trigger her pension.
Right.
You don't have a pension, right?
No, just.
Okay, so let's kind of go through this methodically. What is the pension benefit for your wife? How long does she have to stay there to get the pension?
So I have tried to find that information. It very recently changed because the state did a whole contract thing, renegotiation.
Yeah.
It's a while, I think.
Usually it would be like, you have to have at least 20. Yeah, I think it's 30 is better, you know.
Yeah, I think it's 20. And then I think it's the highest, the average of the three highest paid years.
Okay.
I don't know if it ratchets up if she goes to like 30 years.
Okay. It usually you get some benefit and then it sort of peaks at some point, 30 or 35 years. Okay. So let's talk about the money you guys are saving or have saved. Mm-hmm. So right now, do you have a 401k available to you, Everett?
I do, yes.
How much is in there?
34,000 Roth, and then there's like 17 pre-tax from employee match employer match.
How much are you putting in?
11%.
Okay, great. And is your wife putting money into a deferred comp in addition to her pension contribution?
Yeah, she is paying into the Roth 457. There's like 16 in there right now. I just upped her contributions a little bit.
Great. That's awesome. Fantastic. Okay. What about anything else that you guys have saved? Do you have old IRAs or other retirement accounts kicking around? Do you have a brokerage account? What do you got?
So we, between the two of us, we have about a little over 80,000 in Roth IRAs. Okay. We have a $76,000 emergency fund.
Great.
We have a $30,000 that's also a high yield savings. That's sort of a, like if we wanted to do a house project and or it's just sitting there getting 5%.
Okay, just because.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
makes
then,
sense.
We have $80,000 in brokerage accounts that are in the market.
And is that earmarked, the 80 grand a brokerage account earmarked for anything in particular, just like an excess supplemental?
I sort of think of it as like the life insurance she gets.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. That's great.
Yeah.
What about anything saved for the 2.5-year-old for a 529 plan?
Yeah,
like Connecticut Higher Education Trust, perhaps.
Yeah, I've got 11,000 in her 529.
Okay,
And I sort of have 5 of the 80,000 in brokerage earmarked for the 529 for baby two.
Fantastic. Tell us about the house.
Yeah, it's worth I think a little over 500,000. We just added a couple hundred square feet, so.
So you're going to stay there.
Well, we have a 2.75% mortgage. So
the answer is you're staying there.
Yeah.
How much is outstanding on the mortgage?
278.
It really is hard to think about. I mean, like you're so much better off just adding what you can or doing what you like. Do what you can to stay in the house. I know some people are not in that situation, but 2.75% is too juicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, you guys make a good chunk of money together, about this $150,000. You're putting money away. Great. All of this is good news. Do you have a sense of how much money you need in terms of like your expenses? Like, what do you think you're running on a monthly basis?
I think we're probably just below our after-tax income.
But you know, like just below, except that you're putting a lot of money away.
Well, yeah. So this is after everything is taken out and like the we are just below the amount that lands in the checking account.
Okay. Because that's you're saving a lot.
Well, I can't take full credit. I inherited a little bit of money last year, the year before. And actually, there's supposed to be another like 30 or 40 later this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have that earmarked for anything?
Probably just going into probably splitting it between the savings and the brokerage accounts.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Let's face it. People have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. and their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Are you putting money into the 529 on an ongoing basis right now?
So I just put $5,000 in the 529 each year, lump.
That's what you do, yeah. On an annual basis. Yeah. How much education do you want to pay for? Are you looking at a private or a public?
I mean, I would prefer that she goes to public.
Yeah, she can, UConn, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my mom teaches at the community colleges. I went there for a time. I went to a public Connecticut college. You know, I think very highly of them as institutions.
So this, I just want to make sure I understand. The inheritance, though, it is like you feel comfortable it's coming. It's not like, oh, I hope.
It's oh, no,
like,
it's definitely coming. Definitely coming.
Okay. Yeah. So one thing to consider would be to use part of that inheritance to just pop the money into the 529 plans so that you don't really have to worry about it too much.
Yeah.
And what I might do is, you said 30 to 40, so I'm just going to make it up that, like, maybe I would put 18 in the 2.5-year-olds and 18 in the babies. Mm-hmm. And now say, like, let's see how things roll. And it's like nice because you have the money there.
Yeah.
It's working. It's not even like you don't have to think about doing that extra. And then the 5,000, you keep the 5,000 in your brokerage account. Just, you know, keep that there for yourself. And otherwise, I mean, your wife works for the state. And is there any chance that you can buy any insurance through the state without an exam, or is that just not even in the
picture? We tried and it wasn't okay. Wasn't doing.
I mean, it's not worth it. So let me ask very nosy questions.
Please do.
So you sound great. You're fabulous. You got kids. Life's good right now. You're healthy now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is this the kind of health issue that might require that you need some sort of care?
It's possible. So I had a double lung transplant.
Oh my God.
Almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I am immune suppressed, which meant that the first year with the new baby in 22 was very challenging.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, I have maintained a pretty stable, like, lung function level and, mm-hmm. you know, but these things are impossible to predict and.
Right. And you have to try to take care of the family.
Yeah.
As a result, I think you're doing everything you should be doing. Mark, did you have any other questions to ask of Everett before we start yakking about ideas, how to go forward?
No. Well, I'm with you. I mean, everything that he should be doing, they're doing. They're in, you know, good shape. Obviously, the elephant in the room.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, of course, you know, Jill Schlesinger has never let an elephant in a room go unnoticed. So let me be clear about that. I mean, look. If I'm your wife, right, and I'm like, okay, I love this guy. He's my man. Keep working. Do what you can. Save as you're saving in the right way, okay? So this is really important. I do think that because the house is so affordable, I mean, you really, that is something I would just keep because, you know,
right.
The longer that you can keep those expenses down, even if your pay goes up just a little bit, you're just going to keep saving more and more money. And I think that having some money outside of retirement is certainly helpful for her. But, you know, she, in a weird way, is more protected than she would be if she were in the private sector because she has her own pension.
Right.
So all the money that you're saving, ostensibly, would be to support one person, not two people, for 30 years of retirement,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I think you're in very good shape. Now, if you were, God forbid, if you were to pass earlier than we're expecting, what she would get is a Social Security survivor's benefit.
Yeah.
And I just hope that never happens in terms of, like, while the kids are young and all. But Mark, don't the kids also collect a survivor's benefit?
Yeah. God forbid if something were to happen, the kids would get a benefit from Social Security.
Okay.
So I think your big fear of, like, what would happen if I'm 35 now and I drop dead in 5 years, that it would be horrible. But I think the financial aspect of it is less scary because of the situation that you guys are in, meaning that you spend less than you earn, that you've got a house that's affordable, that you're putting money away right now. All those things really argue for she's going to be protected and so will the kids. And so that's the only reason why I thought for the inheritance that you might pop some of that money in the 529 just to get a head start on it so that you don't have to really think about it for a couple of years.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, I presume because you're a double lung transplant survivor that you have all of your estate documents done. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Look at him. Yeah. Come on, Jill. Don't be ridiculous. Financially, this is a crazy story, but and I hope we are, you know, absolutely planning for the worst, but hoping for the best.
Yeah.
You're in very good shape, don't you think, Mark?
Absolutely, yeah. What a story, my goodness.
Wild story, and this is why Mark and I, this is why I'm so happy you joined us, because, you know, when someone says, oh, I have an issue with my insurance, you're never going to find out, like, what that is. Of course, you have an issue that is would preclude you from getting insurance.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who have health issues that preclude them from getting insurance, or the issue is such that you will never get coverage.
Right.
That's the other part of it, right? That like you'll get it or it'll be so expensive you wouldn't be able to afford it.
Yeah.
I remember doing an insurance test with my father and I had to disclose, well, you know, he has an artificial heart valve and is this and the other thing. And the guy in the insurance company said very bluntly, that you have to love an insurance person who talks like this. Yeah, we don't think your father's going to get sick. We think he's going to die early. That's what he said to me. I'm like, okay, well, then we'll get that coverage. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm looking at a new job later this year. I'm going to interview for, well, I've been through three rounds. I'm doing like an in-person now. And I am optimistic that they will have life insurance. I don't know.
Look, dude, even if we're just like, if you're saying like, I make 80 and I'm going to make 90 or 100, even if you had $100,000 or they gave you two times your salary, it's more than you have now.
Yeah, I'm hoping for more than 100. So it'll be a good jump potentially.
Look at you. Then you'll be socking away even more money.
Yeah, that's the hope.
I feel good about Everett. I'm sort of rubbing my lungs right now and thanking my lungs for
I have one embarrassing question. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So
5'10" and a half. That's how tall I am.
I cannot have life insurance. So when my daughter was born, I was sort of talked into the idea that I should get her whole life. I knew someone who has a lot of grandkids and he has whole life on all of them. And three of them ended up with, you know, issues that would make them ineligible. So now they have life.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this guy in terrible health? Does he have some?
No, he's in excellent health. I think it's a volume issue. He has like 15 grandkids. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It could be. It's like the law of large numbers. But let me ask you something. Does your diagnosis have any genetic potential? It does?
So it is 100% genetic, but my wife is not a carrier. So my daughter is a carrier, but will never have cystic fibrosis.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, then if that's the case, then, I mean, I don't know. How much money's in the policy right now?
A little over $350,000.
Wait. You mean that's the death?
I think that's the benefit. Yeah, sorry.
Oh my God, sure. I was so excited for the cash. I was like, oh my God, there's a cash value of $300.
Yeah, no. So I've been doing it for a little over 2 years. It's $200 a month.
It's short dollars, a few thousand dollars.
Yeah.
You know what? This is just the worst because I'm sure whatever I say is going to be proven wrong. But statistically, this is a lousy deal for your kid.
Yeah.
And I'd rather her have $200 a month added to the brokerage account than to that whole life policy.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, if you were to cancel it right now, it's only a few years old, you get whacked.
Yeah.
It's not huge, like, because it'll be like 8%, but it's a very expensive policy to have.
Yeah.
I think the difference would be that if you said, well, not only is she a carrier, but she's likely to get it, then I would
keep
it.
Right, of course, yeah.
But the fact that you've just, you know, kind of outlined something very different, then I probably would get rid of it.
Yeah.
You should find out what the surrender value is.
Right.
Whatever's the cash value, it'll be down. Like if it is sort of a standard whole life policy, there's a surrender period that lasts 8, 9, 10 years, and they whack you by 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, like a declining amount as a surrender charge.
Yeah.
But like, take the money.
All right.
She doesn't need this. Everett and his new lungs. Very happy for you and your lungs. I'm sending you good vibes. Yeah. you got a good sense of humor, man. We thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. That was really important because, gang, if you have a health issue that would preclude you from qualifying for insurance or make that insurance coverage so expensive that it's just crazy, then give us a holler because, like Everett, there are some other ideas around planning that you should at least consider. So go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and complete a note, and we'll get that note. Sometimes we do emails. And if you want to join us on the program live, Mark will do it. While you're on the website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter and check out our YouTube show called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. And Mark Delarcio, that guy, he's the co-host, the executive producer, the Web King, certified financial planner, all around amazing human being. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen and do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.